Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we got a lot to get to. Contest plays later on this hour. We'll do lightning bets. We got to find out where the room is at, especially with college football with the record there and NFL as well. And we've got a number of other games that we have not gotten to yet. So we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen. Paul?
All right, two-minute drill. Let's do that. So let's start with the Sunday night football game we've not gotten to yet, Bucks-Rams. Joe, I believe you were looking at the Bucks in this spot. Where are you at as we hit the weekend?
Yeah, there is something that I don't like that is bothering me. Yes, I have liked the Bucks all week, been talking about that. My biggest concern is Jamel Dean. Is he going to be out there? This guy is graded out as the best cornerback in the NFL, and he would obviously be matched up with Puka. He did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. Neither did Reddick. So if Dean and Reddick are both out, I would be very concerned. If Dean's not out there, now you've got Puka probably doing whatever the hell he wants against this Bucks defense, which is a scary thing to consider, especially since Stafford didn't do a whole lot last week. Also, once again, it's a week where Ibuka and Bucky Irving are both limited. Well, Irving was last week. Ibuka was fine. But Florio said something that was kind of strange on his show that was making the rounds about Bucky Irving. Yeah, so he was going to start to say something basically insinuating that Bucky Irving's injury is a lot worse than the Bucks are letting on. But he's been limited in practice. And then he took – right, Sam? So it sounds like you saw it. He told his co-host he was going to tell him during the break, but he wouldn't say it on the air what it was.
So I've heard the rumors, and it's not my job to share. Let's just put it this way. It's not a physical issue.
Oh.
That's why Florio stopped short. At least that's what I've heard. So it's not my business. I'm not going to even go there, but it doesn't sound like it's anything injury related with Irving. I did see that, and then I had followed a couple Buccaneer accounts to kind of see what the rumors were, and we'll just leave it at that. But it does sound like, according to Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucks, he thinks Chris Godwin could play Sunday, which I think would be a nice boon for this Buccaneer offense and definitely for the passing attack. Also, their offensive line is getting healthier by the minute. So I know the books are probably going to need the Bucks here. This number opened at 6, a lot of 6.5 at last check. And now the current price is, wow, there's a 7 at South Point, 7 at Pinnacle, 7.5 at Pinnacle, and a 7 at Chris. The books are definitely going to need the Bucks here to hang around.
Tough spot for the Buccaneers. You go back-to-back weeks on the road at the Bills, at the Rams. And before that, they were playing the Patriots, losing a close-ish game to them. Ended up being a one-score game. It's Bucks or pass. I want to see that Dean's out there because that's a big matchup with Puka. in this game. Then I would consider the Bucs. But that's how I'm looking at it. It is Bucs or pass. And then the spot for the Rams, also interesting, coming off that Seattle Seahawks game. You're muted, Paul.
Aliens got his mic.
They took him.
You know what? It's better off to be muted than talk about Raiders and Browns. But Sam, Raiders are a 4-point favorite at home with a total of 36.
Gross. Jeez.
Don't have to use the full time. We can move on.
Yeah.
Anything?
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
Can't say we didn't talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. What I did look at, though, is how much they lowered the props because you're going against the Browns defense. Like Genty was mid-60s. Now he's mid-50s. Bowers was mid-70s last week. Now he's in the 50s at 59.5. Crosby's going to get some sacks. So if I could find like a 2-plus sack number, something like that, that might be something I do. But this is gross. You're asking the Raiders to win by margin. I'm not betting that.
Okay. Giants, Lions. Giants are a 10.5-point dog. A total of 50, Joe.
Yeah, it's a high number. We don't know the quarterback yet. Matters a little bit, not a ton. I think it's fascinating because it's either going to be Jameis in a second game, which is something that you want to fade, and it's a Lions spot. They're coming back home. They're off a loss where the offense looked bad against the Eagles, right? That's when you want to back Detroit. Our guy Will Brinson earlier this week, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm all in. Lay it. Double digits. It's going to be alt numbers. Does it matter if it's Dart or Winston? I want to fade it if it's Winston. If it's Dart, how do I feel about it? If it's Dart, the idea is they say, hey, kid, you can't run anymore. We're not going to have design runs. Please try to limit it. You've got to learn how to slide. Guess what? They've been telling that to Dart for as long as he's been playing football. They were telling him that in college. He didn't change his style of play. So I'm not buying this idea that suddenly Dart's going to be a different quarterback. I've seen a number of interviews recently and old interviews where he's talked about this idea. He's like, yeah, I know. I saw old Gruden, like the quarterback stuff with Gruden, where he was like, dude, you've got to slide. Stop putting yourself in harm's way. He's like, I know. Coaches keep telling me that. And here we are. And we're still in the same spot years later. So that idea is kind of funny to me about, oh, well, you got to be more careful out there. Everybody knows it, but it's a matter of him actually doing it. The Giants have given up the most explosive runs in the NFL. They're worst against the run, EPA per rush allowed. 45 explosive runs. Here's Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs rushing and receiving 105.5. I don't mind that. I think he gets into the end zone a couple of times. That's plus 185. You can't bet any time because that's minus 275. Dan Campbell has talked about getting Montgomery the ball more. He's about even money for an anytime touchdown. So I would look at those running back props for the Lions. And if I'm going Lions in Survivor, I would rather it be Jameis than Dart.
Agree with that. Let's also remember a trend that we've talked about many of times on this show over the years, over the year. 2 months. The Lions, off a loss, have covered 13 straight games. 13.
Yes.
And I remember the Lions were in the room against the Commanders. So here's the way it worked. Lions lost to the Vikings, 27-24. The next week, the Lions were in the room. At Washington. Did not matter. 44-22. Lions pounded that ass. Pounded. So, yeah, I don't care if the Lions are in the room. They're going to blow them out.
Okay. Jets, 13.5-point dog to the Ravens in Baltimore. Total 44.5, Joe.
The Ravens defense is turning around. They looked awful first month or so of the season, and you've got Lamar coming off a bad performance against an excellent defense in the Cleveland Browns. They needed that Andrews trick play to win, but there's upside with this team because of how the defense has looked since week six. Last week, they had 10 quarterback hits on the Browns QBs. They have allowed less than 20 points in their last five games. Since week six, they're a top five defense. That's where we're at on the Ravens. And I think people trust Lamar overall. This team's going to win the division. They're going to be in the playoffs. And on the other side, the Jets said, let's switch it, I guess, because Justin Fields has no chance against this defense. Let's go Tyrod Taylor. I'm not doing anything in the game. I'm not laying two touchdowns. Yeah, I'll have some survivor on the Ravens, whatever. I'm not doing anything with it. And it's probably going to get ugly. Couple weeks later, all these defensive players are gone from the Jets. I know they had extra rest. I'm not really interested in this game. This might be the least interesting game of the week for me.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Survivor?
I think, Sam.
Survivor or pass? Yeah. Sorry. Spaced out for a second. I was looking at a tweet from Gracie the Witch about our show.
What'd she say?
She just posted the full interview, which is cool. She's sharing the full interview of the show. I'm not betting this one. Said this yesterday in our meeting. I understand we had Nate Collins on Wednesday. He thinks it's a lot of points. He thinks the Jets are going to keep fighting. We'll see. Paul, hard to really fall in love with a side in this one.
Breaking news. Mike Kafka just ruled out Jackson Dart.
Oh, so it's Winston. Whoa. So it's full throttle. Yeah. And remember,
Lions moon.
13-0. Lions ATS last 13 games.
I like the Giants. Yeah. I mean, I'm not the Giants. I'm sorry. The Lions.
Okay. Almost had a stroke. All right, Monday Night Football, Panthers. Are they live as 7-point? Still 7-point dogs, yes. In San Francisco, total 49.5, Sam.
Holy cow. Pinnacle just moved Detroit to 13. Sorry, Paul, this is real time here. Yeah. Man. So once the news came, they moved it to 11.5. MGM has an 11. Circa has 12.5. Pinnacle has 13. People are just blasting away. And the books are moving off it, too. You have sort of a synchronized attack right now. Bettors are firing Lions. Books are just pushing. And Pinnacle went right to 13. So that's crazy. I like the Panthers to cover, but I think the Niners are going to win. That passing attack for Carolina is so hit or miss. But when it hits, man, I mean, what did Brinson say on Tuesday? That was the quietest 445-yard performance ever by a quarterback. Yeah. Bryce Young was all over it. McMillan was great in the game. It seems like a lot of points. And then, of course, the total has moved up. 45.5 to 49.5, a 4-point hike up on the total. If you have fantasy players in this game, if you have any Niners or Panthers players, you may want to put them in your lineup because this could be a track meet.
It's amazing. There's a book with a lot of numbers that is still at Lions 10. And like you mentioned, there are 12.5 in Vegas.
There's a 13 out there as well. So that's the direction that it's going. Vegas is way ahead of the domestic books right now. Still a lot of 10, 10 and a halves at a lot of the apps that many of our listeners and viewers have. What are the Panthers? We thought they were a run team. And then Bryce Young snaps for 448 last week. And we've got this Niners team that can't stop anybody. They gave up 488 yards last week, and they didn't have a sack. Didn't have a sack. They know Brissett's passing all game. He had 57 attempts, I believe, and zero sacks in the game. You know I'm fading this defense hard. That's where I'm at. But do I want to take the Panthers? Plus +7. I would not take the under. There's no chance I'm taking this under 49. I lean Carolina plus +7. It is not one of my favorite plays of the week. But when we – oh, yeah, we won't be here on Monday. Yeah, they might make the list in a contest, but not like a top five side for me this week.
All right. Set the college room.
Where's the room?
All right. This is what we're looking at.
Hey, yeah. Sam, you want some good news? I got some good news for you.
Kind of. Sure.
So I'm reading the staff predictions on 670thescore.com for Bears-Steelers.
Oh, no.
All Bears. All Bears.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 scores are given. Everyone has the Bears winning outright.
Of course. This is... This is the force against the object, right? This is what it is. It's the 670 the score team against Gertz. Who will win?
And you.
Who will come out victorious? Time will tell.
Big revenge game for Gertz. I mean, it might be time for Gertz.
Producer Sean Sears is 10-0. In predicting Bears games this year. He has it Bears 24, Steelers 21.
Sweaty.
Yeah, they're all close. They're all close. Chris Emma in on the Bears. David Haas has a one-point win. Paul Papps has the Bears covering. All right. Let's see.
Who has the biggest blowout? Who has Bears by the most amount of points?
Yeah.
Paps has by 4. Tyler Ferengul, 27-16.
Okay.
I don't see that. Rodgers is going to lose by 11 to this team.
I could see anything, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
College room we'll get to at the beginning of Lightning Bets.
Okay. I thought this was very important.
Good tease, Paul.
We had breaking news twice in that segment. Sorry, Paul. Yeah.
We'll get to it. Keep the people here. Room, contest plays, Joe O, Sammy P, Paul, Jake, we're all here. So is Gertz on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.